As I studied and practiced more, I began to see that this emerging freedom from the tyranny of my thoughts was the only real freedom. I understood that regardless of whether I was on vacation or at work or in basic relaxation pose, my thoughts would still be there, still arising, still strong. I couldn't really escape them, but I could stop identifying with them. I learned to recognize more quickly when I had abandoned the present moment once again, and I learned not to judge myself when I had done it for the millionth time. After all, having that judgment was just another thought. This is a key to living yoga. Watching thoughts of anger, greed, boredom, impatience, I was no longer at the mercy of them. I had some space to choose what I would say and do in a way I never had before. I began to recognize patterns. By learning to relax, I experienced less physical tension, which allowed me to see my monkey mind, which allowed me to let go of it a bit, which allowed me to feel more connected to the present moment, which is another word for the infinite. Starting from the simple act of lying down to relax, I had found a critical tool for living more in the present, with less tension and fear, and with more compassion for myself and others. Relaxation practice. Practicing a period of relaxation every day is one of the healthiest things we can do for ourselves. There is a mass of research to support the need and value of reducing stress and anxiety, and unlike some other ways people choose to unwind, the practice of conscious relaxation has no negative side effects. All the side effects are beneficial. To practice basic relaxation pose, you will need to find a quiet place and gather a few simple props, a yoga mat or cloth to place on the floor, preferably a carpeted floor for comfort, a small pillow or folded blanket for head and neck support, a bolster or two blankets rolled together to place under your knees, a thinner blanket to roll under your Achilles tendons at the back of your ankles, and folded towels to place under each wrist, elevating them about 3 inches from the floor.